We also rejoice when facing trials and difficulties because we know that they help us develop endurance. And endurance develops strength of character, and character strengthens our sure hope of salvation, and that hope will not end in disappointment. For we know how tenderly He loves us, God, because He has given us the Holy Spirit to fill our hearts with His love when we are totally unable to save ourselves. Christ came at this precise moment and died for us sinners. I think that very little we can hear this expression or these words that Paul said. Having the ability to rejoice when facing trials and difficulties. Can I ask you a question? Have you ever felt happy because you had to face a difficulty or a difficult moment? Because there are challenges, and understanding that life is challenging. And all the time we live, how we are going to experience good times, they will also see not so pleasant times, but we cannot change. It must always be clear what we can change is the way we are going to face them. From what perspective will our attitude do? Once I listened to someone who explained or asked a question to explain, because the lion was considered the king of the jungle. It was not the largest animal. It was not the strongest animal. It was not the animal that roars the loudest. There are taller animals. There are stronger animals, but the lion has his place. And this person caught my attention when explaining this. He said, the lion has an important quality. He is the king of the jungle because that quality is his attitude. And I believe that attitude is very important when facing every circumstance in life. Now, I am not talking about an attitude positive or the best attitude, which we achieve or try to achieve by force of will. I am talking about the attitude that comes from the heart, that has been transformed, because you can have the best attitude and at some point we will fail, because if we have the heart that has been beaten, if we have a heart that does not know how to forgive, if we have been offended in one way or other, we will repeat certain patterns because that has been kept in our hearts. But when we have a God, He heals the heart, and then we can see life as He sees it. That's why we get to the point of saying, not criticizing, not asking, and not questioning. Simply say, I am glad when I have to face trials and difficulties, you know, because Paul had learned to die himself, because he had to learn to suffer in his life to God, and he understood from God's perspective that many seasons will go, let's face it, but we have to know how to enjoy each season, because even if there are things that we consider to be bad or that are not so good, or we can believe that they came from God's perspective, it is different. You can have the attitude and a positive thought, but in the end, you are going to break because you do not have the correct foundation, which is Christ. And I am talking about Paul, a man who knows what is to feel lashes in his back, a man who knows what is to have a stone thrown in his face, a man who knew what is to be like and what is to be betrayed, or that some are looking for you to kill you. Perhaps that is not your problem today. Perhaps your problem today is sudden lack of money or some inconvenience. For some, they may be minor, but for you, they are great. But it means that whatever situation you are living in, we all go through certain moments in life, and if we do not learn to see them in the right way, we will think that God is bad and that we do not deserve anything. But when we understand that He is a Father who loves His children, even what we see more complicated, we know that He is behind everything because He wants to teach us something. And that is why Paul, here in Romans in chapter 5 from verse 3, he expresses, "I am happy when we face trials and difficulties." Now why? Because each trial and each difficulty helps us to develop resistance. The purpose of each difficulty and each trial we lead will lead you to have resistance, firmness, and the ability to withstand and remain firm without letting yourself move, without doubting, without letting yourself be carried away by any wind from one side to the other, because you have firmness, because you have a firm base, and you know towards where you are going. And each difficulty trains faith, so that faith, after you pass that difficulty, has a greater degree of maturity. Not only to expect a reward, because it rewards them, or what we can call blessings, as material things. We enjoy them for a moment, then they are gone tomorrow, or perhaps they end up, or they deteriorate. But faith does not. Faith makes you stay and makes you see how God sees, makes you understand that every moment in life is important. And if it is time for you to cry, well, it is time to do it, to cleanse the soul. If you have the time to laugh, enjoy it, because there are times to build and there are times to tear down if necessary. There are times to hug, but there are also times to abstain, to embrace. And these seasons, which God allows to come, are exercises that your faith needs to trust more, to mature and grow. Today, we need resistance, because we thank God that we can survive a pandemic, but it makes us think that tomorrow maybe we will have something else that we will have to face. And how are we going to do it? It's part of life. But the security we have, like the one that Paul had, is what is part of life. It's not outside the knowledge of God. And as he really knows, he will then make those situations cooperative for good to those who love him. And when you go through different difficulties, you develop resistance. And then in verse 4, he says, the resistance develops firmness of character. And when we notice it as a chain that follows, develops firmness to be a determined person, firm in your convictions, and in turn operates in character so that we can have a firm character. And as the word in the book of Isaiah says, may the Lord keep in complete peace the one who is firm in character, because he trusts, because the person who is firm in character is a person who lets himself be sold or lets himself be moved. Now, who knows in whom he has believed? He does not move from there. He has understood who is his God, and therefore he has understood that he is not going to leave of him. He is faithful, and therefore, even if there are things that he cannot see and others that he can see, he is a person who is willing to believe 100% whatever happens. Today, more than ever, we need character, and his trials and difficulties work to forge character. My beloved friend, character is forged, and it is necessary that character is forged in each person. That is why it's important that we learn. All people on earth need to live their own processes. Do not try to intervene in what God is doing in the life of another. Mother, father, do not try to intervene in what God is doing in your children. Sometimes disturbing the nest is necessary. That brings character. I know you can love too many people, but you can never love someone else how God loves them. And God is never wrong. He knows how to work and deal with each one. So don't be afraid. Let them develop resistance. That's like when we were little and our father or our mother were overprotective because we couldn't walk yet, right? And then we begin to crawl and get dirty on the floor with dirt. And suddenly, when we were tired to get up and we fell, and this mother or this overprotective father grabs her son and puts him in a stroller, right? It is better that you do not mistreat yourself. And he has it there in his love. He wants to keep it. But sometimes those falls, sometimes the knees get dirty. It is necessary. Sometimes that the sand touches our hands is necessary. And I remember that with my children, grandparents also said, let them create antibodies. Let them create resistance. Let them get dirty and wallow. That will help them. But I don't know to what extent it's true. But it always works. And sometimes we do not want to learn from the advice of others. Therefore, we need from time to time to test the floor. We need from time to time to test, to remind us how weak we are. And that apart from God, we can't do anything. But that faith which the Lord has placed in us needs to mature, grow, needs resistance. And that resistance comes from a firmness of character. And that firmness of character strengthens the hope that we have of salvation. Not to doubt, but to remain. And that's why in verse 5, he says, and that hope will not end in disappointment, because we know how much God loves us, because he has given us the Holy Spirit to fill our hearts with his love. Sometimes life has to be hard. My beloved friend, could you imagine if everything were rosy? What resistance would we have if there was no discipline? No character was forged. What firmness could we have? And if we do not have resistance and firmness and character, what hope are we going to have? We will only be children, spoiled, fickle, who surround to circumstances. Let each one live their process. It is necessary. And if you want to collaborate, just cry next to them, but never intervene, because God is working in each person. He knows to what extent we can resist. When the children do not have firmness of character and grow, the embarrassment, the worry, the anguish, the anxiety, the depressions become their patterns, and they become slaves to those feelings. But when we have been forged in character, you have shown them the love of God wherever they are and wherever they go. That firmness of character and that resistance will make them stay wherever they are, because they will trust, and every day they will have that hope. They will not go back, but to advance. Father, thank you for your word. Thank you because every morning you give us advice. Today, help us, Lord, to enjoy each moment and give us the wisdom to know how to help, how we should help, and not get involved in other people's processes. Today, we give you our house, our family, and help us, Lord, to be firm and trust that you know what you are doing. You love us, Lord, and your ways of doing it is the best, because you were on one who created us. You were the one who created us. Thank you, Father. In the name of Jesus, amen. This was a translation from your pastor and friend, Elias Hoyos. He spoke to you. He invites you to enter our YouTube channel and look for the channel Just in Time. Subscribe in social networks. You can find him as Pastor Elias HC. A big hug and blessings.